Titleist were white, the grass was green, and a sun-washed afternoon at the 15th annual Houston Texans Charity Golf Classic. Beforehand, many members of the team getting ready for the 18 holes to come, but what is that in the cherry picker? It's none other than Toro. Not Tiger Woods, not Jack Nicklaus, not Duffy Waldorf, but the Houston Texans mascot himself. Ball after ball after ball picked up in his cart as he dodged or invited errant drives, or perhaps accurate drives, depending on who was hitting them. This guy flailed, losing form pretty easily. Ooh! Took one there, right off the cage. We'll now return you to your regularly scheduled program for the haters, for the lovers, for the question seekers alike. This is Dear Drew.
First question comes from Daniel Hershey. Dear Drew, with Watson, Savage, Whedon, and a couple of quarterback undrafted free agents, would the Texans keep two or three QBs on the 53-man roster? Well, they're going to keep three. It'll be Savage, it'll be Whedon, it'll be Deshaun Watson. I don't think any undrafted free agent that comes in is going to make this team. So three, that's my number. That's what I'm sticking to. Denarius Street has a good one. Dear Drew, how's Kevin Johnson coming along after his injury? Well, he's doing really well. He's working out with the rest of his teammates. He's gone through off-season conditioning. Should be good to go for OTA. So everything is looking copacetic and clean and gorgeous with Kevin Johnson. Got a good one here from Scott Revels. That goes like this. Dear Drew, new fan here. Hey, welcome, Scott. We're happy you're here. He says, I converted when the Texans drafted Deshaun Watson. What should a new fan be looking out for? Well, you can look out for lots of things, and that's one of those great questions that could probably take about 6 hours to answer. But you know what I'm going to tell you? You know what you need to look out for? You need to look out for money. That's what you're getting. You're getting scratch-offs from the Houston Texans lottery. So email this email here and say, hey, I'm Scott. I won those tickets. And scratch away. But other than that, other than money, I think you should look for a heck of a defense, a lot of fun playmakers on offense, and good things in 2017 and 18 and beyond. Matt Brawley, Dear Drew, how about some all-black jerseys this year for one game? I don't see it happening, Matt. The Texans go with Liberty White, Deep Steel Blue, or Battle Red. They'll wear red on one. They'll wear the blue jerseys most of the time, and then they'll have Liberty White probably first game of the year. They don't have all-black. They don't have black jerseys in there. Arsenal, so probably not going to happen, my friend, but thanks for asking. They do also have the Color Rush jerseys. That game has not been announced yet, but it would be the Deep Steel Blue all the way through, but like some of the colors are gone. They look awesome. Just trust me, they look awesome. You're going to like the Color Rush jerseys, but it's not black. Wow, this is a weird one. Matt Horton says this, Dear Self, Drew Doherty is starting to look like a young Dave Ward. That's kind of an insult to Dave Ward, but anyways. Should I just settle in now and get used to the idea of Drew on the air in Houston for the next 40 years? I remember this guy when he was just a kid doing local sports in Lubbock, Reckham. Well, I was not just a kid. I'm old as hell. I was already in my like late 20s when I was doing that. But Matt, thank you for sending that in. It's good to hear from somebody who was watching me back in the 806. And if I were able to be on the air for 40 years, that would be something. Thank you very much. And shout out to Dave Ward. I mean, legend. Daniel Fuentes, Dear Drew, how many actual players participate during the rookie minicamp? Well, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and there's going to be 45 of them. Every position is covered, so they'll get to it. They'll get to work. It's going to be our first look at a lot of the draft picks, as well as some of the undrafted rookies who, there's a few of them, a handful of them, that have a definite shot of making this team week one and beyond. It's going to be fun. Man, this guerrilla-style camera filmmaking is just crazy, isn't it? If you don't like it, we can go back to the tripod next week and it'll be nice and stable. But whatever you want, it's all good, right?